Sirens are background noise in big cities. In the small town of Avalon on Catalina Island, neighbors pay keen attention when the sirens wail, knowing it could be a friend in need. Jorge Hernandez was 4 years old when the siren sound touched him.
Before I was in school, but I lived in Eucalyptus Street. There's a structure fire down the street from my house.
Little Jorge saw the trucks with the firefighters that saved his friend. Jorge was hooked. It was then he knew he wanted to become a firefighter.
It was one of my friend's house. It was a two-story building. That was the first time I ever seen the actual firefighters, do a structure fire. They actually pulled him out, and I got to see it, and it was incredible.
Being a firefighter is a pretty common dream for kids. But most find new heroes as they age. A baseball player, an actor, or a drummer. But not Jorge.
Going to school, I remember I always drew pictures of firefighters. And all my friends throughout the years, they're like, oh, you're so annoying with your drawings. And so it's like, I want to be a firefighter.
In high school, Jorge was an athlete. Tall, more than 6 feet, very broad-shouldered and ripped. He could have been a pro. Jorge had other ideas. He was certain to become a firefighter. It was a clear future. He would do his coursework, pass the test, and earn a uniform. Nothing would stop him.
Throughout school, I knew what I wanted, and so I kind of stuck to it and always read books. And
but then, something did stop him.
My senior year in high school, I had a stroke. But that was pretty tough. Lost my memory, my speech. I was in the hospital for 5 days.
The body that had grown so big and strong failed him. His dreams took a back seat to simpler things like walking and talking.
My right side was a little weak. After I got cleared, I had to get my strength back from running to working out. And I mean, it took probably a year or a little bit more to regain full strength.
Slowly, Jorge made progress, but doubt crept into his thoughts even after getting clearance from his doctor.
The fact that all my friends are like, oh man, you could have died and everything. And mentally, it was tough. For me, it's like, okay, why did it happen, and can it happen again?
It did not happen again. But firefighter openings are few and far between, especially on Catalina Island. 8 years after graduating, Jorge was still not a firefighter.
Traveling, taking the test, and you get the bad news, you didn't pass, or you didn't get chosen for the interview. It was to the point that I was like, man, this is really hard work, and I almost said, you know what, I'm going to try to do something else.
There were no easy answers, but Jorge had a secret weapon.
Mom, she was always the support, She always said, hey, if you want to do it, don't listen to anyone. And
to say that Jorge is a persistent guy would be an understatement. After years of dreaming, training, studying, and testing, Jorge finally put on the uniform of a firefighter.
For my dad, for him to see me in the uniform, I think it was a big eye-opener for him.
When you talk with Jorge about his job at the station, you know he made the right choice. Got a task nobody wants to do? Firefighter Hernandez will do it.
A main water break or something. I'm the guy that, hey, George, go in there and get wet and stop the leak. So, but it's fine, I love it.
And for breakfast?
Life cereal.
Firefighter Hernandez made some clear life choices early on, but life threw him a couple of curveballs. And today, he has a new goal.
So I want to be the best firefighter that Avalon Fire has ever had.
For KISL on Catalina, this is John King.